This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. An explosion at a crowded gas station in Azerbaijan's Nagorno-Karabakh region has killed and injured scores of people as thousands of ethnic Armenians have rushed to flee Armenia. The separatist government's human rights ombudsman said 68 people were killed and nearly 300 more injured by the blast, the cause of which remains unclear. Armenia's government says 28,000 people, about 23% of the Nagorno-Karabakh region's population, have fled across the border since Azerbaijan's swift military operation last week to fully reclaim the region after three decades of separatist rule. U.S. President Joe Biden and 2024 Republican frontrunner former President Donald Trump both traveled to the state of Michigan this week to talk to local auto industry workers as a United Auto Workers strike spreads around the country. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen has more.
U.S. President Joe Biden joined the picket line with striking auto workers outside a General Motors plant near Detroit Tuesday and backed their demand for a 40% pay increase.
You guys, the UAW, you saved the automobile industry back in 2008 and before. Made a lot of sacrifices, gave up a lot, and the companies were in trouble. But now they're doing incredibly well. And guess what? You should be doing incredibly well, too.
Biden's appearance here comes one day before his leading challenger, former President Donald Trump, is scheduled to address workers at a nearby auto parts supplier.
Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Tuesday sanctions on Russia were not sufficient to halt its aggression and vowed new Ukrainian action. This is VOA News. Russia's most prominent opposition leader, Alexei Navalny, lost his appeal against an extra 19 years in prison on Tuesday. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
Navalny is already serving 11 and a half years at a penal colony about 150 miles east of Moscow. He says charges linked to fraud and other issues are politically motivated, meant to silence his criticism of President Vladimir Putin. The Kremlin has tried to portray Navalny as politically irrelevant. Putin makes a point of never saying his name. Navalny's political movement is outlawed in Russia, and key figures are either in jail or living abroad. Still, Navalny is by far the best-known figure in Russia's splintered opposition.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. The United States Congress is rushing headlong into crisis mode with 5 days to go before a government shutdown. House of Representatives Speaker Kevin McCarthy faces an insurgency from hard-right Republicans eager to slash spending, even if it means halting pay for the military and closing federal offices to millions of Americans. Meanwhile, the Senate unveiled a stopgap measure to keep government open through November 17th. The Senate measure also provides additional $6 billion for Ukraine and $6 billion for U.S. disaster relief that was in jeopardy. A small group of Maui, Hawaiian residents returned to their devastated properties for the first time since the town of Lahaina was destroyed by wildfire nearly 7 weeks ago. VOA's Kim Lewis has more.
The interim administrator of the Maui Emergency Management Agency, Daryl Oliveira, says some families who came back Monday stopped for a moment of reflection. Others searched for mementos.
I think initially, you know, people who haven't been in here since the fire are taken aback by the amount of and extent of the destruction.
Oliveira says it's different experiences for the families, but it appears that they're finally getting some closure, which will take it to the next step with some healing. The August 8th wildfire killed at least 97 people and destroyed more than 2,000 buildings, most of them homes. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
A judge has ruled Donald Trump committed fraud for years while building the real estate empire that catapulted him to fame in the White House. The judge ruling in a civil lawsuit brought by New York's attorney general found the former U.S. president and his company deceived banks, insurers, and others by massively overvaluing his assets and exaggerating his net worth on paperwork used in making deals and securing financing. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.